Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Death is a topic which makes many people feel uncomfortable. Donna Reitinger, professor of psychology at the College of St. Rose, takes a look at the terms associated with death and offers suggestions to make death easier to accept.
Do you read the obituary in your local paper? I do, and I've made an interesting observation over the last several years. Many people who die, primarily from illnesses such as cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and other chronic conditions, do so after fighting battles. Short battles, long battles, heroic battles, and valiant battles, but nonetheless, they've lost a battle. Parenthetically, medical professionals sometimes refer to such individuals as having failed treatment. Technically, this makes the person who is dying a loser or a failure, when what they are really doing is experiencing a process that is a normal, natural, and universal part of the life cycle of every living thing. The words we use to describe death influence how we think about it, feel about it, and even how we see ourselves with respect to it. Perhaps the battle analogy is useful and even necessary when a person has a realistic hope of surviving his or her condition, but for all the people who don't, it becomes hurtful and makes the experience of dying psychologically difficult. The literature in this area tells us that when people who are dying can be helped to see themselves as participating in a normal and natural process, which death is, the last days of living can be a little easier than if they continue, even on some primitive level, to see themselves as losing a battle or failing treatment. Perhaps it's time for us as a society to be mindful of the words we use to discuss death and dying, because it is a natural and normal process through which we all must, without exception, pass.
That was Donna Reitinger from the College of St. Rose. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.